Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
A Florida man was arrested after explosive devices were found in a casino toilet. Brian Eckley, 46, of Tampa, was arrested on October 30th, charged with two counts of making and placing destructive devices with the intent to harm. He was arrested. There were two radio-controlled explosive devices in the toilets of a casino. And Tampa Bay special agent in charge said he did everything he could to hide from law enforcement, but they were able to find him. They said it was that he hid them. The employees found them before they could actually cause any damage. They didn't name the casino, but Tampa Bay Times says it was a Hard Rock Casino. So I don't know. Like, why though? I mean, out of all the, they never actually said, they just said, you know, whether, you know, obviously it was designed to harm innocent people, but like, for what purpose? That's oddly specific. Yeah, what is the motive of this? I got some questions. Yeah. Deputies are searching for the family of an unidentified toddler just left at a Florida daycare. This is horrible. It's in Broward County. They're trying to find the family of a young girl who was left at daycare. Her name is Malaya, and she was dropped off at Panda Little Academy in one morning, and then no one came to pick her up. They think she's around 2 to 3 years old, and the guy who dropped her off was driving a dark-colored vehicle. They released photos of the girl, hoping that and the man hoping that somebody might recognize them. Nobody recognized them, though. So they're saying called Broward, their Broward County, Florida special, their special victims unit, because they're the people who are handed. But that's horrible. Like, it's not just dropped her off. She's a sweet little girl. Looks super sweet and cute. And they just dropped her off and never came back to get her. What in the world? Like, I don't know. But hopefully that gets resolved, and hopefully they can either find her family or put her with someone who would love to have a little girl. Like, good people. Florida's convicted killer clown was released from prison. This is a headline. For the murder of her husband's then wife. Okay. So she dressed as a clown and then murdered the wife of a man that she later married. This is like if Shudder and Lifetime got together and made a movie, it would be this. So it was in Fort Lauderdale. So she dressed up. This was in 1990. She dressed up as a clown and then murdered the wife of this man that she later married. And then she got released from prison on Saturday. I mean, this is a weird story. Her name is Sheila Keen Warren. They released her 18 months after she pled guilty to second-degree murder for the shooting of Marlene Warren. And she said she was innocent the whole time. She spent 12 years in prison and sentenced to 12 years. But she was in custody for 7 years since her arrest in 2017. But she literally, I mean, dressed up as an actual clown. And they said that Marlene Warren's son and his friends were at home. They saw somebody dressed as a clown ring the doorbell. He said that when his mom answered, the clown handed her some balloons, and she responded, "How nice." And then the clown pulled out a gun and shot her in the face and then ran away. Jeez. And they like for a long time suspected this Keen Warren lady of doing it. But it wasn't until she was arrested 27 years later that they improved DNA testing, tied her to evidence that was found in the getaway car. And so she was an employee of Marlene Warren's husband at his used car lot. And she's been his wife. And that apparently their witnesses said that they were having an affair, and she denied it and all kinds of stuff. But this is wild. Like, what in the world is this? This is a crazy story. That sounds pretty messed up. Like, she went through to dress as a clown, hand her balloons, and then shoot her and run away. And she's out now. Can you really get over being that clown, killer clown? I don't know.
But how are you the guy and marrying her?
Like, well, if they were having an affair.
But knowing what she did?
Yeah, I would be. See, sometimes that's when I feel like he's not thinking with his head, right, the guy.
Right.
Because knowing that this chick that you married dressed up as a clown and shot the mother of your children.
Right.
She will murk you in your sleep, dude.
Right.
She dressed up as a clown to do this. So I don't know. I don't know. He got convicted of grand theft, racketeering, and odometer tampering. He was in prison for 4 years. And then His attorney said it was disproportionately long because people suspected him of being involved in his wife's death. I think that he was in on it, personally, if you ask me.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, because you go off and marry the chick. It's just wild. Just wild. I don't know. Clowns can be scary enough. If you've ever seen Poltergeist. Poltergeist ruined it. It's really, you know. This 66-year-old Pensacola man, he served for bank robbery before, got out of prison, and was like, you know what? It's time to relive the olden days. And decided to rob a bank again. It was the South Regions Bank on South Ferdinand Boulevard in Florida. And he was wearing a fluorescent yellow safety vest, a large straw hat, and a face mask so he can be more easily identifiable when fleeing. And police were, they got him, of course, and he's going to be extradited back to Okaloosa. So he's going back to the Pokey. Our partners, good folks, over at Kel-Tec P15. You need to go get some now. Might as well. I mean, you know, I'm just saying. It's a Florida born and bred company. And this is a great company. The P15 is the lightest, thinnest double stack 9mm on the market. The metal version has the gorgeous wood panel grips on it. Polymer has the gator grip texture. Comes with two magazines, standard capacity, both 15 round magazine with minimal pinky extension and a flush fit double stack mag that holds 12 rounds. You have the tritium fiber optic front sight, fully adjustable fiber optic 2-dot rear, lifetime warranty, compact and ideal for conceal, carry, self-defense. And it's from the inventors of the micro-compact pistol category. And, I mean, it's just concealable, dependable firepower, quality made right here in the U.S. of A. America needs more companies like Kel-Tec. Innovation, performance, Kel-Tec. Learn more at KelTecWeapons.com. It's the P15. That stands for 15 pews. KelTecWeapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you. I wanted to switch gears and show you. This is audio sent by 29. I saw this. This woman, her name's Annette Catching. Isn't she like the head of the Virginia? She's like a committee person. She was a committee person with the Virginia GOP. So she's in a restaurant with other women. And these other two chicks, these broads, they are sitting by her. And I guess they overheard her conversation. One of the women in Annette's party was wearing a Trump hat. And the white Marxist that sat next to them, because Annette and her friends, it's very important to the left, are black, as we'll see. And then one of the women, the broads that sat down, is overhearing their conversation and then decides to interrupt them and get involved when she heard them speaking favorably about the former president. And this is wild. Watch this. This is 29. She at one point, and we could keep the video going, she stands up and like actually gets in the Annette's face. And then Annette stands right back up to her. And then one of the men come over and is like, ladies, and then acts like he's addressing Annette with us. Those women started it. The full video is online. Those women started it because Annette and her friends, and one of them I think had, a MAGA hat on. And I guess the other chicks were listening to them talking, and they decided to butt in to their conversation. Decided to get into their conversation. And apparently the lady that she was arguing with, she's on the internet. Is this a correct one? Because someone doxed the wrong person this weekend. Patty Morrissey. Of course, she used to work for the federal government. And she's retired. And she apparently thinks very highly of herself. And she was harassing Annette Catchings. She was the black woman in the video endorsed by the GOP for Alexandria City Council. And yeah, she was very upset over it. And why do you have to justify what you think to someone sitting in the restaurant next to you. I hope that, I think the social media rule should apply for this, because I'll be on social media. Like, I had somebody mad at me because they said that I didn't tweet enough about the jobs report. Kane, how much time do we spend? And I'm like, oh my gosh, some rando's upset because I didn't use, I don't live on X because of jackwagons like that. I mean, go out and touch grass. These people who live such isolated little lives that they think that the only stuff that happens, happens on X. And that if it doesn't happen on X, it didn't happen. And I'm like, I'm sorry. You don't get to tell me how to use X. Bye. Get away from me, you nut. And I just muted him and let him scream into the ether. But I think that that needs to apply to like actual like meat space conversations, because I'll hear stuff from people all the time. I mean, obviously in restaurants that I don't, you know, I don't agree with, but I'm there like either eating food or meeting friends, something, you know, I just live my life. That lady could not live her life. She had to get involved in Annetta's business. I mean, I think, and Annetta, I think very generously was giving her her time. I don't know if I would have been that nice right off the bat, Kane. I think I would have been like, who TF is you? Get out of my business. I just have zero tolerance. Would you have, Kane would have though. Kane would have debated that lady until that lady threw herself through the window.
I would have kindly, I would have kindly done it. Kill him kindly. Kill him with kindness.
Kane, when he wants to, can turn into Colin Robinson from What We Do in the Shadows with people he doesn't like. I've watched it happen. Like, he'll be entertaining someone that's clearly ridiculous. And he, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. That, yeah.
Yes.
He energy vampires them. It's crazy.
I watch you
flip a switch.
I find it's more fun doing that.
Oh my gosh.
I can't be angry at other
people. I just am like, nope. Nope. I need to save my brain space for other more important things.
Exactly.
I can't. There's too many things. Too many things to juggle. But yeah, that's just crazy. I mean, who does that stuff? People. Look, I'm leading into 32. I don't even like the Kelseys. I don't follow the Kelce brothers. They seem like nice enough people. The Jason Kelce, he's the one who's not the Travis is the one who dates Taylor, right? And Jason Kelce and his wife, they're okay. So I don't know where he was. He had a beer in his hand and he's walking and someone calls him the F word. It's like maggot, but with an F. Okay. Big, and they said that your brother's dating Taylor. He's such a blank, right? And then Jason Kelce turns around, grabs the phone that the person's recording him with, slams it to the ground, and then looks right at him and goes, who's the blank now? Doesn't spill a drop of his beer. Audio Somebody 32, you got to watch this.
Kelce.
Hey, Kelce.
I
can feel your brother's
Kelce, can I get a fist bump? Kelce, can I get a fist bump?
So another video, because there's like a million different angles of this thing. There's another video that's like right up and he throws it down on the ground, like breaks it, and then looks at the dude and goes, who's the blank now? And it doesn't even spill, and then keeps walking, doesn't even spill his beer. It's hysterical. I actually am not mad at him for this. I'm not a Swiftie, heavens no. I'm not mad at him for this because I think that sometimes there ought to be consequences for people who are stupid and do stupid stuff like this. You know what I mean? Like, what is it that Mike Tyson said? A lot of people run their mouths on social media because they didn't get punched in it or something like that. Hang on. I'm going to look this quote up because I feel like this should be on a shirt. Yeah, everyone has a plan until they get punched in the mouth. But then he also said, people run their mouths on social media or something like that. And there's no consequence for it ever. And then you get situations like this. If I was a police officer, I'd be like, I saw no crime committed here. What are you talking about, fair citizen? I didn't see anything. What? Right? Was he in the wrong? I don't think he was in the wrong. I don't. I mean, he gets called. Yeah, there's all the different angles of it. Yeah, but
outside of the destruction of someone else's property thing.
I just feel like, you know what? That guy FA'd and he FO'd.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Destruction of someone's property. Like, the guy was like angling for a fight. I'm very old school. Like, I am very old school. Like, I believe people don't get punched in the mouths enough. I really don't believe that. I don't believe that they do. And one of the reasons why people say such stupid things and they're so ignorant to people is because there's no consequence for it. It's protected. Be the bigger person. Okay, I can be the bigger person by beating you. Look at me being the bigger person.
So in this instance, would a yes. punch to the face have been better than smashing the phone?
No, I would have totally broken the phone.
Or would both? Yes.
I don't know that I would have responded, but I don't judge him for doing it.
Right.
Because, you know, it's kind of nice to see these little trolls get a comeuppance. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because I kind of want to see both. I kind of want to see him slam the phone, which he did. Totally cool with that.
Yeah.
And then punch him in the face.
I wanted to see the Accutane fly out of his skin pores because he got hit so hard. The dude who was doing this. That's what I wanted to.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So there's been horrific flooding in Spain, particularly near Valencia, and I think, 200 people, actually over 400 fatalities. They said public anger has been growing. Dramatic footage, how one town escape the worst of the devastation. And now, why is that? Why is one town that's in, this is like in Aragon, the water hurtling down the hillside within just feet of people's houses. But what saved them was a 2,000-year-old Roman dam. Roman engineering. It actually helped to direct the overflowing waters of the dam, and the deluge was diverted down a hillside and away from the town, and residents were protected. And it's crazy video, but it's they did what it was designed to do. So if it ain't broke, don't fix it, I guess. It's actually wild. Lorraine found this one. Kamala, beloved Asian elephant at the National Zoo, was euthanized after failing health. That's probably like the worst timing I can imagine. The Asian elephant Kamala would raise her trunk to greet keepers in anticipation of getting food. So this is the Smithsonian National Zoo's Asian elephant herd. This was was euthanized. He had osteoarthritis, the elephant. I'm not drawing any parallels at all. What are you talking about? I haven't nothing. Social crisis. 4 in 10 haven't made new friends in over a year. According to a new survey, it's social isolation. They're saying it didn't stop with the pandemic, and Americans still need human contact. Researchers found that a third of Americans feel that their social life is stuck in a rut. 2,000 adults surveyed who traveled with friends in the past also found that 39%, nearly 40, haven't made a new friend in over a year. I will say that as you age, too, that gets harder. And also, as you age, you realize you don't want to be friends with a lot of people. Are those factors counted? I'm just curious. But they said that 38% said they haven't gone to a party in 6 months. And 59% said they haven't gone to a concert with a friend or been on vacation with them. 59% haven't gone to a concert with a friend in the past year. 44% haven't taken a vacation with any friends. And they said that 58% would not describe their friendships as fun or ever-changing. That's insane. That's crazy. Women's professional baseball is ready for its moment, but it has to find players. And I would say an audience because nobody cares. Moving on. Let's see. This Jay Inslee activates the Washington National Guard ahead of Election Day. Do you really think that that's probably for the Antifa people, though, in Washington? I would say this is an Olympia. They announced the National Guard is going to assist in local law enforcement and Washington State Patrol. Of course, they had the occupiers and the Antifa folks up there. So they probably need it because those leftists up there right over anything. I mean, we're going to get into the other Spain stuff because it's a socialist country and they're learning that socialism isn't there when you need it. So did you guys hear about this squirrel that,
Peanut.
Yeah, it's I'm getting to it. It's Peanut the squirrel. And Peanut the squirrel, he lived in New York with his person, his owner, right? And this guy had gotten this, rescued the squirrel. It was like abandoned, I guess, like when it was a baby. And he gotten the squirrel and like raised it. I was trying to think of a different word. He'd raised the squirrel from infancy. And it had its own Instagram account. It was social media famous and all of this stuff. And anyway, somebody snitched on him. This little orphan squirrel that was raised, it had its own cowboy hat. Someone snitched on him, and the state came in, took it, and euthanized it, which is insane. It's not like he captured an adult rabid squirrel. It was a baby squirrel that had been orphaned, and he rescued it. And then with the squirrel social media account, he actually raised money for animal rescues. And apparently was doing a rescue, was starting a rescue of his own. And it was euthanized. They seized it. They raided the guy's house. They raided the guy's house and seized it and euthanized it. Someone snitched. And they said that, well, one of the authorities, as we raided it, the squirrel bit the authority. You mean the guy who was busting up into the squirrels, into the guy's house and then seizing the animals? One of the animals bit the guy who was doing it. Yeah, I would too. I would not even an animal and I would bite you. So I don't know what common good that served, but that was one of the most ridiculous overreaches of government. They Ilian Gonzalez, the squirrel, man. Remember that whole story when Janet Reno sent the feds in, and there's that infamous photo of Ilian Gonzalez being held by his uncle in Florida, and there's a guy raiding the house, and he's got a gun pointed right at the kid. They found him hiding in a closet. Yeah, the commissioner, commissioner of the Environmental Conservation Department, he locked his account down, his social media account, and they came in without a search warrant. The mother squirrel was hit by a car. And so then they busted up and took the squirrel and euthanized it. Now, you might think, well, what is that? Who cares? Like, what does it matter if they busted up? Because someone snitched. The squirrel was a pet. It was completely docile. It had been domesticated from infancy. And there, what greater good is being served by abusing government resources and government authority this way? There is no great, nobody can point to a greater good that's been served. This is government overreach. One of the things that I was reading that Twitchy reminded me of, you guys remember during the early stages of lockdown when they were euthanizing animals? Remember all that? Oh, I guess nobody does anymore. Nobody remembers that. Like, I mean, there were a number of stories, particularly in like Europe and elsewhere, where they were going in and you remember seeing all the stuff in China where they were going in when people were taken and they were put into quarantine and they were going and euthanizing their animals. And it was like caught on video. It was wild. This is about big government is what it's about. It's about government overreach. And if you think that the same government that can bust up into someone's house and seize their squirrel and euthanize it, if you don't think that they would go after you for something far less, I mean, you're crazy. I mean, it's just amazing to me that this amount of resource was used to go after this guy and his squirrel. This is just like part of it. I mean, they always think that whenever governments exercise this kind of power in such an abusive manner, they always pretend that it's for some great good, but they never actually define what good that is or how that good is being best served with this action. That's the part that's always conveniently omitted from any of this. Who was the moral busybody that decided to get in and snitch like this? And now that he's got this squirrel. Someone was saying that, I don't know if it was true. They were like, oh, well, he's a gay porn star and he's got an OnlyFans account. So because he's gay, we should kill a squirrel. Because he's a gay porn star on OnlyFans, it means we should kill a squirrel. What does that have to do with anything? I mean, if we're going to go out and start taking people's private property and euthanizing animals because of different variables that you dislike, I mean, don't ever put me in charge of anything. Oh, my gosh. It's just wild. But that's what this is. This is just big government. Yeah, it was in House Cat. It was House Cats that they did this in the UK. They debated in the UK. They actually debated euthanizing pet cats to help flatten the curve during COVID. I'm not even a cat person. I find that horrifying. So a 7-year-old squirrel, he was on social media and they raised money for animal rescues. Big government.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.